Okay, good morning. This past week, the daf is Afkei Dalad in Maseches Erevin. This week is sponsoring appreciation of Rabbi Davis for this year. May he continue to spread the light of Torah. Of my vision. Okay. Yes, we'll start the mission on Pegimlo Omid Beis. Pegim Lomid Beis. The mission starts as follows. Anshe Chotzev, Anshe Mapeses, Sheshokhu, V'loy Irvin. We're talking about, we have a Chotzev. Usually, when we're talking about a Chotzev, we have singular houses, one level. This time we're talking about Anshe Mapeses. Anshe Mapeses, I guess, the way you look at it is that you have people who live on a second floor, and what you have is that you have the ladder, stairway. I guess it will look similar to that of a fire escape, let's say, right? You have the ladder, then you have the, that actually my passage is the, how do you translate that?
It's a porch.
Porch, right. Like a porch in front of the house, and people go from the porch into their personal dwelling. So you have these people are Bnei Aliyah, the Gemara calls them. They're living actually on a second floor. People underneath are the Bnei Achotzen. And so the way this Mishnah deals with them is that the Anshei Chotzer, Anshei Mapeses, or we really view them as two separate chaseris. I was talking about that the second floor people are lamala miyud, so that's why they're considered as in a separate domain, and therefore each one, you know, like we say in the Mishnah, if each one makes their own erev by themselves, so it will deal with them as two separate chateres, and even though the people who live in the Bnei Mapeses, Bnei Aliyah, even though they have to walk through the chotzer in order to get out, it's not any different than the situation we had before. If you have an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer, but if they're ma'arva atzon, so well, I don't know him, but the way this mission is going, that regular hamateresim klima won't answer shlebim klima, and therefore if each one's ma'arva atzon, so each one will be mutter. And the mission is going to discuss certain stations in the chotzer that these places, the kumis of tashmish, places of usage, that these places are they granted to one of the two and they can use and the other one can't. It's like carrying from one chotzer to the next. Being they were ma'arav, so you can't carry from my parents to the chotzer. Each one individually could, and now the mission is going to discuss different things which are found in the chotzer that to be given to one of the two, or they both equal concerning that, and therefore that they'll answer on each other. So the mission says once again, Anshe chotzer, Anshe mepeses, shochol le'evu. They've got to be ma'arav together. If that's ma'arav together, if they would have been ma'arav together, then tilta will be mutter anywhere, from anything to anywhere. But they were not ma'arav together. They were ma'arav each one by itself. So the Mishnah gives us the following rule. Let's just see the first Rashi before we go. The Hachagastin and Rashi Tzimatnis and Anshe Chos Anshe Mepestis. V'lo Yirvu Eilu Imelu. They were not ma'arev together with each other. Rashi adds, however, we are talking about, just mentioned, that each one was ma'arev by themselves. So viewing each one as if it's a separate chotzer, each one has the ability to do any carrying that an individual chotzer could do when they're ma'arev amongst themselves. Now Rashi goes to explain, ma'peses, aruchahi, long, v'habe pischaliyas psuchimam, and the doorways, openings of the aliyah, of the second floor, open into this porch And they all walked down the porch, they walked down this stairway, the sulam, into the chater, and that's how they get out, through the chater zam. Nevertheless, ein oistin, they don't answer on each other, meaning to say that we don't view this as part of Bnei Chotah which didn't join in the Erev, and as you could have looked at it as all just one big Chotah and not everyone in the Chotah joined in, then they definitely ask on each other. In this case, African Ein Oistin, Hoyl V'Gavoy Mapesis Yud, since the Mapesis is Yud Tzvachim Ha'an, that's why it's not part of the Chotah itself, considered a separate chaser. Shlahochu basulam elahokel. The fact that there's a sulam there which is connecting them, that won't cause a chumra. That only leaves room for leniency for a kula. Meaning, if it would cause a chumra, it would join them. So then it would make it as if it's one big chaser. That only part of the people were ma'arif with each other, and then they'll ask on each other. But over here, since what's joining them is the sulam, and we've seen before that a sulam we go lahokel. That a sulam, it has either one of the two dinim, either a teres mechitza, and therefore we can view them as two separate chetzeres, and then if one is ma'arif himself, each one's erev could help for themselves, and if they want, we could also view this sulam as a connecting. A Pesach that they could be ma'arif together. Like we saw before, if you have actual kaisel between two chateres, then they can't even be ma'arif together if they wanted. But if you have a Pesach between them, right, so then you have the option to do that, so that's what a sulam would serve over here.
But since they didn't, they can't.
Since they didn't, they can't carry one to the next, right?
Right.
In places, right, however, each one to themselves, right, that's the point I'm saying over here, because we'll view the sulam. In this case, since they were not ma'arif to each other, and we want each one to remain separate as its own entity by itself, so then we'll view the sulam as a mechitza. Okay? When we come up, they remain, even though we're going to hokel, but that only would allow them if they wanted to be ma'arif. In this case, they didn't. They won't ask on each other. However, they might see mizulazu. They're definitely two separate rishuyas, and therefore you can't carry one to the next. Only in each one's domain and places which are considered part of that domain, you could be ma'arif. Now the Mishnah goes on further and says as follows:
and they weren't ma'arif on the one upstairs. They would be answering on the ones on the bottom?
Right. They probably would ask on the bottom because the regular from Klima,
uh-huh.
I think they will consider to have just the regular, so
uh-huh.
they would ask them.
You weren't top to make a narrative?
Right.
That's the chay what should be. Now the Mishnah says as follows: Kol shagava yitzfochem lima peset. The Mishnah will give a specific example, but the Mishnah gives us a rule: Kol shagva yitzfachem lemar pesach. Any station in the chaser, which is 10 tzfachim high, lemar pesach, that area is considered as usage space for the marpesach, not the chaser, and therefore the marpesach could carry to that place. It's considered as part of its rishus. It could carry there, and the Bnei Chotah can't. Pochos mikan, a station which is lower than Yitzvachim, lechotah. Less than that, lechotah, the Mishnah, at first glance, would seem to be saying that area, that usage spot is considered part of the chotah, and the chotah could use it, and not the Bnei, not the Manshim HaPetah. Rashi, look, Rashi, Kosh HaGavah Yud, Im yesh b'chos the tail oy omud gavoya yud. If in the chosim, right, we're talking about a station which is higher than yud. That could be because it's a tail. The tail is a mound, a little hill. Oy amud, or there's a stand, which is gavoya yud. Some of my past says, I will see at the end of the Mishnah, explicitly states this, that we're not talking about anywhere in the chaser when we're saying gavoya yud, that area is referred as part of the mampesa. That's only if it's close enough to the mampesa. Some of my past says. Then Rishus mampesa shaletes boy. Then the Rishus, the domain of the mampesa, rules on that area, and that's considered part of the Rishus mampesa. Misham shehin boy avod nechos. So you have something that's actually, you know, it's in the chaser itself. Something stands in the chaser. However, that's being that it's yudfachim high. We'll see in the Gemara the reason for that is because, like we've had in the past, that we have something which the hishtamshus lezeh benachas lezeh bekosha, that we have an area where the hishtamshus, the usage of that station, is considered benachas, is easy usage to one chaser, and to another chaser it's considered more difficult. In this situation, it's because it's high. Something which is higher than you'd saw him ready to reach the level, the more calls of Bezrika, that the Hishtamshus is more difficult. It has to be done throwing or reaching, whatever it is, but it's considered already very considered a level of Hishtamshus Bekosha. And compared in relation to someone who's within Yitzchakim to that, that's the Shamshus Benachas, and an area which is easy usage to one place and hard usage to another, that Mokum Shamshus is considered part of the Vishus that Shamshus is Benachas. And that's the basis of this halacha over here. Now the Mishnah goes to give an example. There's also Chidushim which come out of this. But let's see. Chuyas habor v'hasela gavoyin hasarot tfochim l'mapensis. Chuyas habor. Chuyas habor, a lot of times refers to such a thing that when one digs a bore, so what they used to do was that the dirt that was taken out of the bore, they would put it around the bore itself, to guard it, whatever it is. So that's what we refer to when we talk about chuyas habor. We have this dirt which is acting as a wall around the bore. V'hasela, or is some kind of rack, stone, large stone in the chaser. Gavoyin asar tfachim l'mapesiv. If these things are 10 tfachim, how are the shtamshus on this chulya and on the sela are considered place of shtamshus for the mapesiv, and they could use it and not the bnei chaser. Pachos mikan l'chaser. If the height of these things is less than 10 tfachim, the Mishnah says, is v'chot, right? That's what we have mentioned before. B'med v'am amurim b'smucha. This is what Rashi alluded to before. The Mishnah says, b'med v'am b'smucha. This that we're saying, that gavoya yud tfachim, for 10 tfachim high, it's v'shul sadam ha-peses, that's only if it's smucha. Avu mufleges, but if it's considered distanted, I feel gavoya yud tfachim l'chot, even though it's 10 tfachim high, it's the chotzer. The Mishnah tells us what is the shear of mufleges. When we talk about close, it has to be within four tfachim of the mapesis. More than four tfachim, that's the Mishnah says, even though in height it's considered high away from the bnei achotzer, nevertheless the Mishnah says it's the chotzer. Which again at this point we're going to assume that the chaser means the bnei chaser. Right? We'll see the more than talk about that. Look at Rashi. B'smucho shachuya smucho mapesis. Fine. Chuya sabor. Rashi explains over here. I'm not sure why first. Now Rashi is explaining this. But chuya sabor refers to karka shenotlu b'chafir sabor. This is the dirt which was removed by digging of the hole. But kiva boy piabor sabor. And they use it to surround it. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. Zot Gemaraitis. The Gemara is going to first talk about a number of situations which the Gemara says is simple. We have no question concerning these. Like many times this is the lead up, this is the hakdoma that the Gemara would do such a Gemara. The Gemara sets what's clear to us, and after we know what's clear, now we can focus on what is a question that's going to be machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Zot Gemara, Pshita, Lezeva Pesach, Hainu, chaloyin shbein shtei chateres. Zok the Gemara. If we have a situation, we have a station, we'll call it, in the chater, which the hishtamshus, the usage of this place, is equally easy. That's what the Gemara refers to. Malashna of Pesach over here is considered hishtamshus benacha to the bnei chater and to the bnei aliyah. They're both considered in the benachas bracket, easy hishtamshus. And that the Gemara says, well, that we already know from the Mishnah of Chalon Shemen Shei Chaseres, that the halacha is, in this case, that being that they have equal, easy hishtamshus over here, so they'll answer on each other. Because being that we're not ma'arif together, and the shus of each one is shoiled on that place, so each one will answer on the other. Let's just see one more line of the Gemara, because it's a little difficult line, this first one over here, once we go into Rashi. Zebezrika, Zebezrika, Hainu Kaisel, Shabain Beis Chaseres. Zok the Gemara. If the situation is that the Bnei Chote and the Mapesis are equal, that the Hishtamshus is Bezrika. Bezrika is the Hishtamshus that we refer to with it, that is 10 Tfachim high. You gotta throw in order to use that place. That's what's considered Bezrika. It's considered Hishtamshus kosher, a difficult Hishtamshus. But being that they're both equal in that, once again, then they're both answer on each other, since they have the same kind of usage in that place. This is the Mishnah that we had before, when the Mishnah talks about using the Kaisel itself. You have a Kaisel within two Chaseres. Two Chaseres are separated because of the Kaisel. The Mishnah talks about, could I be metalful Paris there, or on the Kaisel into the Chaser? The Mishnah talks about that. You can eat up there, but you can't bring down, because this place, the reshus of both chaseres are equal over here, even though it's 10 tefachim high, so it's the kosher, being that they're both equal, so they ask on each other. Hayna kaisers ben mechaseres. Zeb shulshul, hayna chrit shebein beit chaseres. Shulshul is referring to that if the hishtamshus is 10 tefachim away, going down, you have to lower something down there and bring it up in order to be mishtamsh in that place. This would be like the opposite of Zrika, same idea as Zrika. Right? Yeah, you can't be mishtamish by throwing, because it's muflug 10 tefachim high. So Shulshul refers to, if you have a hole in the ground that's 10 tefachim away, or something like that, or because your shush is high, whatever reason why is that 10 tefachim away. This is called the hishtamshus kosher. However, if they're both equal in that, hayne chrit shebein beis chaseres, this is the case the Mishnah talks about. You have a charit, a hole. What? I don't know if it's going to help. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, chrit's like a ditch. Right? You have between two chateres. That over there also, that look is that it'll ask him. Lazeb Pesach, Lazeb Zrika. However, now let's say if you have a situation, Lazeb Pesach, Zrika, that concerning one chater, hishtamshus is bepesach, that means it's within 10 tefachim. Lazeb is rika. And the other chater, that the usage of this place, since the ground level of the other chater is lower, so therefore, in order for the chater, the second chater, to be mishtamsh over here, it's 10 tefachim way, and that hishtamshus is bezrika, more difficult. So this is really a situation of lazebanachas, lazebakoshan. And halacha is that we give it to the one. Thank you. Give it to the one benacha. Hayna the rabba barav huna omar av nachman. Zeb bepesach or zeb beshulshul. Again, the same kind of situation. This is benachas and mekosha. However, the difficulty over here is beshulshul, like I mentioned before, because it's more than 10 tefachim down. Hayna the shizbi omar av nachman. Fine. So we've discussed over here cases which are simple, which are clear. And the rule till now has been, still will be, we'll see, that if the hishtamshus of the two chateres, with the two rishuyas, are equal, whether they're both considered hishtamshus benachas, more called Pesach, that means that it's within 10 tefachim, up or down, then they both have equal shdamshes to the aser. Similarly, if they're both the kosher, both have a difficult shdamshes, then also the halacha is that they'll aser on each other, and neither of the two could use that place. If one's the nachas and one's the kosher, because one is 10 tzachim away, whether it's higher or lower, and the other one was within 10 tzachim, that's zev shtamshes benachas at the kosher, and halacha is we give it to the benachas. It's considered part of it. It shows he could use and the other person can't, just like he can't carry into the other one's chaser itself. The Gemara, like we'll see in a moment, discusses the situation if you have lezeb shoshul zelb zrika. These are both considered difficult istamshus bekosha, and the mother wants to know that one relative to the next. That's the question. It sounds like the facts are that it is easier to do istamshus bishoshul. And the question is the fact that it's one is a little bit easier than the other, would that make a difference? And then we consider that the zebenach has lebekosha and we'll give it to the shoshul since it's easier, or the fact is that since, generally speaking, these are not noyach kind of ishtamshes, it's difficult. The fact that one happens to be easier than the other is not going to change things, and we'll still view them as both ishtamshes bekosha, and therefore they'll act on each other. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss over here. I think we'll let the Rashi's go for now, because I'm afraid that we'll get a little caught up in it. But Rashi explains the Gemara. I'll just mention the point at the beginning. The first Gemara says it was more would seem to be saying that lezebe pesach haino chalon shebein beis chaseris. The source of that halacha is chalon shebein beis chaseris. Now Rashi makes the mention that the truth is that the Mishnah by chalon doesn't talk about the fact that it's awesome, right? That you know using that chalon area. That's not the point of the Mishnah. At all, the Mishnah is saying, "Chayim Moshe says that it talks about being ma'arif, using that as a pesach, but the Gemara doesn't talk about using that area itself. Rashi himself refers really to the Mishnah of Kaisel. The Mishnah of Kaisel is the only place which talks about the Gemara. Rashi makes the reference, that we could Kaisel happens to be ma'al miyud, but we could work out from there that if it will be less than yud, then they would also ask it the same way. And then therefore the question is that if that's not really the source, so why is the Gemara bringing chalon shebein beis chaseris? Really, everything comes from kaisel. That's the question. That's a little difficult in the reading of the Rashi. You can look in the mitzvah. He talks about it. Okay, so let's pick up the Gemara over here. Zok the Gemara like this: Zeb shulshul zeb zrika mat. Now I want to mention something over here before we go into over here. That the Gemara would seem to be saying that we understand all kind of combinations. The combination I think Mora is going to deal with right now, which is the machlekes, is lezeb bezika zeb shulshul. That means that to one, the place of hishtamshus is 10 tzachim above, and to another one is 10 tzachim below. That's what we're dealing with over here. And it seems to be from the Gemara till now at this point that this is the first place that we would deal with differences. Meaning to say that let's say we discussed before the Zebizrika. Right? There's no difference in what the distance is. Let's say one is just 10 tfachim above. Right? And the other chaser, is 20 tfachim. Right? So in that we don't that Gemara doesn't seem to find to consider a difference at all. Once you're both Zrika, an easy Zrika, a hard Zrika, that doesn't seem to be a question at all. Only if it's two different kinds of ishtamshus, that's the more issue over here. And similarly, b'shulshul, if one happens a little bit less than 10 and one is 20 tefachim lower, again, the more doesn't seem to see that as a difference. Since it's the same kind of ishtamshus, b'shulshul, so that would seem to be all the same. And the first place that the more is going to deal with a difference is if a different kind of ishtamshus, zeb b'shulshul, zeb b'zrika, this is really more discusses a possible difference. So let's see more. Zeb shul zeb zrika man. What's the halacha over here? As mentioned before, that this is the outline of how many Gemaras work. pshita, this case and that case, right, we clarify exactly what's simple to us, not to get confused with that, and therefore we can focus right now exactly on what is in question. Rav says that they're both awesome, being that both are in the category of Hishtamshus B'Kosham. The fact that Shulshul might be a little bit easier than Zrika, bending down rather than reaching up, that wouldn't make a difference. That discrepancy, that difference doesn't halacha find its way, and therefore they're both considered Hishtamshus B'Kosham, and they're equal in that, and they'll act on each other. Shmuel Omar, Nois Noisel Zesha B'Shulshul. Why? Shazat Tashmish B'Nachah, Zat Tashmish B'Kosham. The rules are always the same, right? The question is just which bracket does it fit into over here. Shmuel says, yes, the fact that there is a difference, it is a little bit easier to the mishtamish b'shulshul to bend down less than 10 tefachim rather than to reach up in 10 tefachim. So this will fit into the category of lozev b'nachas, lozev b'kosha, and will give it the mishtamish b'nachas, which in this case is the upper chotem. That's Shmuel Shita. The upper one, because it goes into the category of Tashmish Benachas versus Koshem, and he gets it. Okay, so that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. And now the Gemara is going to bring rayas from our Mishnah that we just discussed concerning this Machlekes. Okay, let's see if we could cover some ground over here. Zotli Marakis, Tznan. We learned in the Mishnah. This is the first part of our Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, an area, like we see cases in the Mishnah, you have a hill, stand, whatever it is, which is higher than 10 tefachim high, the loch is mapesa. The Moran is going to use this to bring a riot concerning the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The Moran says like this, Kosaka Daita Maba Peses B'nei Aliyah. The Gemara and the Raya right now is based on an assumption, Kosaka Daita, that the Gemara right now is assuming, Maba Peses, when the Mishnah says Maba Peses, we're referring to B'nei Aliyah. We're actually referring to the people in the houses which are, like we'll see, are actually above. They're further up than the Mapesis itself. If we're saying right now that the Anshe Mapesis are not actually, not referring to the porch itself, but we're referring to the living area which is higher, then why is the town of the Mishnah calling them Anshe Mapesis, call them B'nei Aliyah? So Anak Mar says that we call them B'nei Mapesis, Yisach B'nei Mapesis, because they use the Mapesis. That's why we refer to them Pesis, because the Mapesis is every shos, and they're using that area. But actually, we'll see how Rashi learns the Gemara, what the Shachvat Harya over here is. But the facts over here, that as we'll see as the Gemara discusses it, and the facts that come out seem to be like this, that the B'nai Aliyah, actually there's steps or ladders that really come from the Mapesis to get into that house. So these people are relatively higher, and therefore when we're talking about a stand, let's say, which is 10 tefachim high in the Chaser, for them it's really 10 tefachim lower than their area, right? Were we to be referring to some, let's say, standing on the Mapesis, Mapesis is lower, so the Mapesis to be mishtamish with that stand would be within 10 tefachim. Right? This is important to have the facts over how the Gemara is going. That's why the Gemara makes the statement over here that at this point that the Gemara is bringing a raya to the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel when we have a situation of Zeb Shulshul, Zeb Zrika, is because we're assuming that when Mishnah says Anshe Mapesis, we're actually referring to the B'nai Aliyah, and their Hishtamshus on this Mokum, which is Govah Yitzfachim, in truth is really B'shulshul, because it's more than 10 Tfachim from their area, and that's why the Gemara sees that this mission discusses our question. This is a situation of a Zeb Shoshul or Zeb Zrika. And the Gemara says that the halacha in this situation, Kol Gavoya Yud, we give it to Bnei Chatem, Bnei Alim in this case. The Gemara brings a raya to Shmuel. You see from Shmuel, even though they're both Ishtamshis Bekosher, one's Bezrika, one's Beshoshul, we're giving it, the halacha, the mission says, is Kosher Gavoya Yud is La'anshem Marpeses. The reason for that is because we consider them Ishtamshis Benachas in comparison to the Hishtamshus Bezrika that the people underneath are doing. And that's what the Gemara is bringing a raya at this point to Shita Shmuel.
Why do we have to assume that it's talking about we're addressing the people on that are going, they're up one story? Why can't it be the way it says, plain Bnei Marpeses?
We'll see in a minute what Marpeses means. But you'll see from Rashi, the way Rashi learns, I think the assumption is a little bit easier. Why we're saying that. And as we'll see, we're not going to answer, right? And we'll see what Bnei Marpeses means. But you're right. You're asking the question. You have to know where this assumption comes from. Why? The Gemara just tells us how we could justify it. But what do you mean justification? If we just learn it as it is, right? You're asking a good question. So definitely, whenever you have such a Gemara, you always have to know, but what's the reason? What's pushing us to assume like that? You're asking good. I think according to Rashi, maybe it will be easier to understand. Okay, but let's take on the assumption right now that the Bnei Marpeses refer to Bnei Aliyah, and like we explained, therefore they're higher up, and their Hishtamshus itself is Hishtamshus B'Shulshul. Alma kol lezeh B'Shulshul, lezeh B'Zvika, nois nekon zeh B'Shulshul. Zotik mor, this is a raya. The raya to Machlek Zav and Shmuel, a raya to Shmit, to Shita Shmuel, that we give it to those who are Hishtamshus B'Shulshul, that's considered Hishtamshus B'Nachas in reference with Hishtamshus of Zvika. Let's just see the Rashi over here. We'll pick up the Rashi on the bottom. You see that the end of the first word line, three lines from the bottom. Zeb Shoshul Zeb Zrika. Ki goin chotze zu govoya mizeh ha-tel yud. You have a chotze. The Shtamshus is on a tail which is 10 tefachim high. And we have chateris, which the ground level is such that one is higher than this mound, yud tefachim. So that's why it's Ishtamshus is B'Shulshul. V'zuna mucha miyodin, the ground of the other chater is lower than 10, and therefore it's Ishtamshus is B'Zvika Mai. Zok de'ashi b'shneim b'koshahu. In this case, both Ishtamshus, if you look at it in itself, is in the category of Ishtamshus b'koshah. And therefore, v'rehein shavim boi v'aytin zel zeh. And therefore, there will be aside to say over here that they're both equal, and this will ask on each other. The kol shul shul amina and the kol shul. Because in general, like we saw before, shul shul considers tamshus bekosha. Idilmo, the other side of things over here is perhaps legabezika of shul tashim shibinachasu. That may be that in conjunction with zrika. If you want to compare Shilshul to Zrika, then Shilshul will be considered Tashmish Benachas compared to Zrika. Umutter. And therefore, the one who is Mishtamish be Shilshul Umutter, Vizesh Zrika also, Ima Iv El Meilu, El Asmi Vasma. I by itself, like we're talking about over here, it'll go into the category of the halacha of Zet Tashmish Benachas, Zet Bekoshim. Fine. Zok Drashim Bnei Aliyah. Right now is assuming that when the Mishnah talks about the Anshei Marpeses, it means Bnei Aliyah. And Rashi tells us the point in the Gemara over here, Bnei Aliyah, in order that we could have the Raya that we're looking for, is the Gvim Marpeses Tuva. The Bnei Aliyah are relatively higher than the Marpeses itself. Avodah Marpeses Zu Oilin, the Yordan, but they use the Marpeses. The Marpeses definitely is their is their area. And now, if we're looking like this, if we're calling the two Rishuyas in the Mishnah, the Bnei Chater and the Bnei Marpeses, which are Bnei Aliyah, now this Tel Shu B'Chater have a Gavoya Yud, which is Gavoya Yud, have a Nomach Bnei Aliyah Yud. From the Bnei Aliyah, it's more than 10 Tzachim down. And if so, the situation in our Mishnah is one of Zeb Shulshul, Zeb Zrika. one's reaching down, one's reaching up. They're both tashmisha, you know, kosher. Ukatan me'ali matanuba, and Mishnah says that me'ali and what's to that place. So zokti mora, you see, like a right to Shmuel, that shulshul is considered nachas when it's being compared in relative to zrika. And that emphasis the Gemara as follows. Kida Omar Rav Huna Lo Oysan Hadon Mapezes. I was thinking more a little bit further, that more wanted to bring Rai from a different part of the Mishnah, and Rav Huna answered that question, changing the assumption of what Anshei Mapezes means. Kida Omar Rav Huna Lo Oysan Hadon Mapezes. When the Mishnah says Mapezes, referring to not the Bnei Aliba but the Oysan Hadom, those who live on the Mapeses. So too over here is going to be the same answer. I'm sure I'm going to speak out that apparently in the Beis Medrash, for whatever reason, the question was asked from that part of the Mishnah first, and Rav Huna gave his answer, and that answer was applied to this part of the Mishnah to answer also. And being that this is the first part of the Mishnah, so when Ravina and Ravashi set up the Gemara, they set up the Gemara in this order. Right, that's why we first have this, and then in the Gemara by us, we have the next piece of Gemara, which is where Rav Huna said his answer. Right, and we're at this point is referring to the Amar Rav Huna. Right, you have that many times because when they set up the Gemara, you know, as far as on the page how it should be learned. Sometimes they set it up differently than how it actually happened, you know, in order that it should go more in the chronological order of the Mishnah itself. Right? That's why you have, you know, it would seem like a little backwards. Right? Okay, but that's what the Gemara means over here. So for what's the Gemara's answer? On that, the Gemara answers that we're changing. As Gemara starts, Kasaka Daita, who are the Mema Pesach? That Gemara answers, no. Avuna says that we have to learn the Mishnah means b'nei mapeses. Now look what Rashi says on that. Hadon b'nei mapeses. Rashi says kigoyin sheyesh bo d'yurin. Rashi was a little different than other Rishonim over here. Rashi says that hadon b'nei mapeses sounds like, that's what it would sound like from Rashi, that they're actually living on the mapeses itself, right, on this porch. Which if that's how we learn the Rashi, I think then it's understandable your question. Right, because this is not a normal thing. Usually my passage is something which is open, and you know, and people are living, you know, up B'nai Aliyah, what we're referring to. So if that's what it is, and then we understand why the Gemara originally assumes that my passage means B'nai Aliyah, because that's the normal situation. And that the Gemara says that, well, we're actually talking about that, you know, that they're living on the my passage itself. If that's the Shaka Fali Gemara, then I think we understand why the Gemara originally assumed like that. Kigon Sheish Bod Yurim Dilud Hu have a high tel shabachot se shover lohem b'seich hasara oy nomuch oy gavoy mehem b'pachas min. The point of Gemara Teres is that if we change our assumption and we say that the B'nai Mapeses are actually talking about people who are living on the Mapeses, and therefore concerning us, we just change their level as far as how close they are to the tail. Right? If they're living on the Mapeses itself, so now they're definitely within Yutzfochim of the Mapeses, and therefore Rav will say there's no Raya from this Mishnah, because now that we're talking about that the B'nai Anshei Mapeses are actually living on the Mapeses out, so this is a simple situation of Lezeh B'nachas, Lezeh B'kosher, because they're within 10 Tzfochim. They're leaning down, let's say, whatever it is, but they're within 10 Tzfochim, and therefore that Hishtamsh is a simple Hishtamsh B'nachas, and everyone agrees in such a situation.
How could we say they're living on the Marpeses? Maybe it's more mistaber to say that their doors go in from the Marpeses, but to say that the mamish live in the Marpeses.
Okay. So I'm taking Rashi right now face value. Other Vishayim say a little bit different, right? And then your question comes a little harder. Other Vishayim say that we're talking about that the Bnei Aliyah are not so far up. The usual number of spheres that you need to get from the Mapeses to the Aliyah, that's not what we have over here. No one's living on the Mapeses itself.
It doesn't have to be living on the Mapeses itself, just that level. So then when
okay.
He walks out,
that's right. Other Rishonim seems to say that explicitly. You know, in the Rashi itself,
under my passage, there's no roof.
See, the Ritva asks a different question. I don't want to go into that right now. What's difficult with what Rashi seems to be saying? And this is, the Ritva says like this. He says, therefore, I will learn Pshat in the Gemara that we're talking about B'shalias P'suches and HaPeset Behedi B'loi Sulam. Not like you're saying. That the Aliyas are basically on the same level as Mepeses. You know, there's no stairway between them. And that he says, V'efshe sh'af Rashi Zal Lozeh Kivim B'pirushim. Possibly this is what Rashi himself meant also. You see that, you know, the first glance reading of Rashi doesn't sound like it's saying that. He has problems with that. Maybe we have problems with it also. And he definitely is open to say that maybe Rashi himself doesn't mean what it seems like from Rashi. Maybe Rashi is also saying like this.
As a foot level, as a foot level house, you know, it's shver to say that they're mamash on the passive level, because then there's only 10 tefachim of people on the ground level. So not that short.
No way. The ground level could go high. It could go 20 tefachim.
No, but he's talking about the person living underneath, with his ceiling.
Yeah, so it still could be high. We're saying at least 10 tefachim.
Yeah. But when does the floor of the second level start?
At the ceiling of the
I thought there was another house in the chaser. They're just on ground level. I didn't say they were living more underneath them. That's how I understood.
It's
I have another
like
house
a
in the chaser. I just
it reminds me of like a motel
level.
Where they had a whole row of apartments with dior in there, and you have that whole.
That's
porch
right. That's
there.
What it is, right? Instead of having the stairs inside to get to the second level. Motel room, it's outside, right?
Yeah.
That's basically what this is,
right?
Okay.
So the entrances are right from the porch level into the apartments on the second floor.
Mm-hmm. So but what he's raising, the point is that the Marpesis is seems to be, I mean, slower.
It's on the ground.
Why does it have to be?
Well,
a minimum. Right.
Well, see, it's like this. Okay, I mean, it depends. See, the truth is that the Omer is actually 10 tefachim high, and the Marpeses is within 10 tefachim from there. Right? So depending on how high, right, this is 10 high. So they could be theoretically, you know, another 19 tefachim.
Well,
okay, not so much either, right? So work out there.
What then is you're making the people on the first level, their houses, their only their roofs.
That's the point.
Right.
Okay.
It makes sense to be a split level where they're not one on top of the other, but they're next to each other.
Uh-huh.
A split level house. You have sometimes the ceiling.
Yeah. Okay. Could be.
The motel room. The motel example won't work.
Won't work. Right. That's what I'm stuck on.
Okay. All right. Let's see over here. Let's see if we can. Try to hold on to the cheshbon, the calculations over here. Zaltimar ihachi ema seifa. So right now what we did was that we changed the pshat in the Mishnah how we would have understood in order to explain Shitas Rav. Right, that's really going what's going on over here. Right, Kipshutai Shmuel is learning the Mishnah still Kipshutai that when the Mishnah says Mepesis, it means Anshe Aliyah, and it's Taka Shilshul, and according to him, he understands very good, because that's what Mishnah is saying, we give it to them, because that's considered Benachas. Rav, in order to answer his Shita, Rav says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Taka talking about Anshe Mepesis, whatever that means exactly, whatever the situation is, but the point is that they're within Yud. Now, the Mura asks like this, Ihochi, Fatimura, if that's so, Amos Seifa. If you're going to tell me that the Anshe Mepesis that we're talking about are people that they're within ten to the tail, Ema Seifam. So let's continue the Mishnah. Pochus Mekan Lachotzer. The Mishnah says that if this Omer, this tail, is less than 10 Tzvachim, is lechot amai? On that, Gemara asked the question: Lozeba pesach, lozeba pesachum. That Gemara asked the question like this. Right, so let's work things out. what the Gemara means to be saying is like this. This is really Shmuel answering back. And Shmuel saying that Bishlam, according to me, that I'm learning the Anshim HaPesis are their heart, their Shulshul. And the first case of the Mishnah really is talking about where it's the people on bottom is Bizrika, it's high, and the people above, it's really low. But I'm saying that in relation Shulshul to Zrika and Simana, that's why I gave it to them. But now if the case is that it's a little bit lower, so now what we did was that it's within reach of the people on bottom, they're mishtamish, the Pesach, the Merkul, they don't need Zrika anymore. To those people, you know, it's definitely the Shulshul is here, got even lower. So that's when we understand why the Mishnah says that Pachas Mikan, lower than that, we give it to the Bnei Chatzar, because this is a simple Lezeb and Achas, Lezeb and Kosher. So Shmuel says that the Mishnah reads very well according to me, that you give it to the Bnei Chatzar. But according to you, the Rav, in order to explain the first part of the Mishnah, you learned that Anshei Mapesis means people who are living on their passes. The point is that it was within 10 to them. So now, when the Mishnah is less than 10, Zok the Mishnah, that by going down 10 and that now making it that it's within reach of the Bnei Chos, it's not taking it out of the reach of the Bnei Aliyah. So now what happened is it's both Zeb Pesach, both Benachas. So why does the Mishnah say that it's less than 10, you give it to the Bnei Chos? On the contrary, once you bring it down over here, you're just bringing the Bnei Chotze into the Hishtamshes of the place jointly together with the Anshim HaPesach. And on the contrary, then it both should be awesome. So why does the mission say Pochus Miyud? Now the Bnei HaChotze have Hishtamshes. You're going to give it L'Chotze. In this case over here, according to the way Rav is learning, what's happening is if it's less than 10, you're just bringing in a second group. Oh, they had to have Ishtamshas. Two groups having Ishtamshas in the same place is not matter to him. On the contrary, it answers it. It causes an issue to everyone. That's what I was asking. Why is that so? Lezeb Pesach, Lezeb Pesach, and it should be awesome to both? That's the Gemara's question. And on that, the Gemara says, we'll just. My Lechotze, Af Lechotze. On that, the Gemara says, you know something? You're right. I can't possibly translate the Mishnah like it would seem to say L'chotzer, which would seem to imply that you give that mokum to Bnei Chotzer and their mutter alone and the Anshim Peser also. No, when the Mishnah says L'chotzer means Af Bnei Chotzer, that's what it means, that lower than that, exactly like we're asking, that as soon as you come down, now the Hishtamshes to that mokum is Benachas to the Bnei Chotzer. Now both jointly have equal Hishtamshes and they're also, that's the Kavan of the Mishnah. We have new translation in the Mishnah. Pochus Minkan L'chotze means Af L'chotze, and the accomplishment of that is that it's not Mase Bnei Chotze, on the contrary, it asks the Bnei Mapesis. Everyone's awesome. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Zeb Pesach, Zeb Pesach. This is in the Gemara's Kasha. Pochus Minkan, on that Gemara asks, what happens now is that both have equal Hishtamshes. Zok Rashi Tavayu Boi Tzuribe. And both should be also in that place. The Hostama Pesis like via Tuva. Hostama Pesis is not so high to say. Rashi is running over here that well maybe once you bring it down 10, so now it's out of reach and now it became Shulshul for them. And that Rashi says that Hostama Pesis is not that hard to say that, you know, if you just come within 10, you're a Shulshul. We have no right to assume that. So therefore the Mora has the right to assume that even if it's less than 10 tvachim, but it's still within reach of the Bnei Mapesis, and they both have an equal Hishtamshus Benachas, and should be awesome. So Krashi, Af L'chotz, the Gemara answers, Af L'chotz, Klima, Shtei Rishui, Sholtus, Boi, Voisin, Zelzeh. In Ochanami, that's the Gemara says, that's the new translation of the Mishnah. So at this point, we seem to have two machlekes in how to understand the Mishnah. Machlokes in 2 points, and they follow each other as the Gemara is saying over here. First of all, is who is the Anshim HaPesis in the Mishnah? What are these people? Are these people Bnei Aliyah, like the Gemara originally assumed? That's Shmuel Shita is the Bnei Aliyah, and they're living in a place at their Hishtamshus is Shilshul, and the Mishnah is coming, is saying Shita Shmuel over here, that's considered Benachah. And now, according to that, you could translate the next part of the Mishnah simply. So, the Mishnah, but if it's less than 10, so what happens now, less than 10 is that the Hishtamperish comes benachas to Bnei Chot. It remains definitely the kosher to Bnei Aliyah. And that's why the Mishnah says, okay, fine, so this is a simple benachas to the kosher. And the Mishnah is Poch and Kan Lachot. It simply means the Bnei Chot are alone and they're mutter. That's what it means. That's how Shmuel learns the Mishnah. Rav was going to argue on two points in how to read the Mishnah. First of all, who's the Anshei Mapesis in the Mishnah? The Rav will learn Anshei Mapesis like we saw, Hadorim Mapesis, whatever that means. But the point is that they're lower. They're talking about that they're within 10 to the tail. And that's why in the first part of the Mishnah gives it to them, because according to Rav, they're within 10. They're a simple Hishtamshus Benachas. And when the Mishnah goes and continues, the Mishnah says, Pochos Mikan, on that Rav will say that when the Mishnah says Lachot, that means Ask the Bnei Chot, because what that means just is that now this Makam Shtamshus is lowered a little bit, so now it's also Shtamshus Benachas to Bnei Chot. Now they're both equal and they'll ask him. Right, that's now when we translate the Mishnah. We have my question, 2 points, how to translate the Mishnah. Okay, I think that's all. Hold on.